Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Eddie hits us up, and Mike Bell, ATL, I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes. Follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We were talking about who in the building can help Michael Penix with some of the things he's going through.
Right.
And Eddie says, fellas, isn't the veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins supposed to be the mentor to MPJ?
Great question.
It is a great question. I don't feel like that's happening.
No, not even close. Sitting behind the bench, Kirk Cousins is off by himself. Michael Penix is talking to some of his receivers. He's talking with Zach at times and some of the other coaches, but he's over by his offensive line. But if there was any interaction between Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix, I have not seen it.
I haven't either. At least I don't
feel like. Other than warming up next to each other, throwing the football before the game starts.
Here's the thing, Mike. When we go to these, we come off the field. Let's go three and out because that seems like all we've been doing. Does Kirk Cousins – what? That was a shot? Does Kirk Cousins – y'all tell me I'm wrong.
Our man G was reacting.
Y'all tell me I'm wrong. We won for 18 over the last 2 weeks on third down. We're three and out. But I don't see Kirk Cousins running over to Michael Penix as soon as he comes off the field. Let's get on the tablet. Let's talk.
Right. And you see that with a lot of NFL sidelines you see in college.
Tell me I'm wrong, man.
No, man. We'll add that to the list. I got a list.
And by the way, I know some of you are going to say, well, with the way things went down, does Kirk Cousins owe him that? If he's the ultimate teammate and the professional that we've heard that he is, the answer is yes. The answer is yes.
If he's just a guy that kind of grandstands and is basically playing to cameras and he's a phony, the answer would be no. Because, yes, we all know that he never expected this. He was blindsided by it. It was in his bag about the fact they drafted Penix Jr., which I said speaks to some of the dysfunction of this organization. Just do one or the other because you're going to have a soap opera. We didn't get the soap opera this offseason, but to Carl's point, you can do some positive things here. Kirk wants to start. He had a great chance to come in and be Superman, and he absolutely crapped the bed. So, yeah, do something for the team, brother. Help us out.
Help us out. Jeff hits us up again on social media. Says, y'all wait until the Aints beat the Falcons. Can we take it 1 week at a time?
Yeah, I mean, that's
Can we take it 1 week at a time, Jeff? I mean, he goes, that's when the bottom's going to fall out. No, yeah. I think if you get
swept by Carolina, we lose on Sunday.
The bottom could fall
because
out.
Because everyone's, you know, and again, I almost feel like it's not even worth talking about revenge, you know, because just do your freaking job and start stacking a win or two.
It's not, Mike. I'm with you. That's why I'm like everybody. I said this in our pre-show. Everybody thinks I'm already getting, this is the week. Yeah. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't think Bryce Young was yelling, oh, get off my blanket field. Okay, I was like, that's how it happened up there at Bank of America. But just at this stage, please give me something to, please give me something to hang my hat on. Because you've won games, that you felt like king of the world. The Minnesota game, yeah, the offense was a little dysfunctional in that game. If you go back and remember, we kicked four field goals in that game.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've been misfiring offensively. Our best effort, I think, was Buffalo, and then individual drives, moments where Bijan makes a great play. But, yeah, the the sustainability of the Zach Robinson offense, I don't see it. I think there'll be a change. Whoever the coach is next year, if Raheem is back, I think he's going to have to pivot. And by the way, if you're Zach Robinson, you're so hot. If you were, if he denies it, if he is hot for the Oklahoma State job, you're not really doing anything to distinguish yourself as an offensive mind who develops quarterbacks, are you? I mean, that's – I mean,
he's not getting that job.
I don't see it anyway.
I mean, honestly, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be spoken to, like an interview.
Right. Because he's a former – he's quarterback. Mike Gundy's best starting
Correct.
Quarterback.
So that's a that, – but he's – why are you giving him that job? Because he's just – he's one of our guys? I mean, seriously.
Right.
I just feel like in this day and age of college football, because in 2 years you'll be cutting a big check and hiring somebody else. Right. That's how I feel.
Right. Leave Nebraska with Scott Frost. Ooh, the prodigal son. How'd that one work out,
yeah,
too? Right?
Yeah, I don't, and look, from everything that I'm hearing, he wants to be here. He wants to show that he can be an NFL high-caliber offensive coordinator. And I think he has aspirations to be a head coach one day. But we're so far away from that. Do your job. To Mike's point, do your job now, man. Let's get right where we're at.
And if you're in your offensive line, you're dealing with – there are some limitations now to this offense. So how do you come up – and I apologize, I'm trying to come up with as many different analogies, but a better mousetrap, a better game plan, to pivot,
yeah,
to use some imagination, you know, to scheme more guys open, to start giving us more Algerian Bijan on the field, to create some sense of mismatch, high percentage throws early to get ahead of the chain. You know, but this offensive line, brother, we know we're dealing with injuries, but this offensive line's play has been abysmal. And as I said, Coach and Zach, without throwing the guys under the bus, kind of did bring it up today in their press conferences.
No, it absolutely did. 404-726-0929. We are going to talk to Ra. I said this to Mike earlier, and I'm just looking at this. I just want to mention it because I said, man, what's going on with Bernie Kosar? And you said, I'm not sure. He's awaiting a liver transplant.
Oh, man.
I didn't know this. So I just saw this. Yes. Well, cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah. Bernie's, for those who know, Bernie gets after it. I mean, there could be multiple causes for it. But, man, that's just, you hate to see that.
Yeah. So apparently, Mike, he had two aggressive procedures, but he's awaiting a liver transplant. I just saw a picture on social media, and I was like, what's going on with Bernie Kosar? I had no idea. So that's what the deal is, and I'm sure in the NFL family, because this is how it works, guys. You know, you'll see a lot of people posting and stuff. Bernie Kosar was a hell of a quarterback for the Browns.
And well-beloved. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Cowboys.
He sure did.
Backing up Troy Aikman.
So he didn't get the liver transplant this past weekend because of a donor organ was infection.
Okay.
Or
it had
was
an infection, right.
Yeah. So that's what the deal is. And I just – it's been bugging me all day because I came in, what's going on with Bernie Kosar?
Oh, man. You know, as you guys know, there's a national wait list, and there's a whole database and how this stuff happens and the timing and the match and everything else. So, man, prayers up. Because we got – years ago got to interview him at – it was Jim Kelly had a celebrity golf tournament at Villa Rica at the Frog back in the day.
Okay.
And Bernie, man, just one of that old school, and I'm sure Arch could tell you, just great generation of guys, storytellers that just get after it, man. And they're just hellraisers and having fun.
No doubt. All right, guys. As we continue along today, we will get into some dog conversation coming up at 4 o'clock. Because the College Football Playoff Committee told us a lot last night. Again, these are the second rankings. We'll go through the next few weeks. But every week it's going to change based on these results. And we all know that. But right now, it looks like the SEC and the Big Ten are going to get the most teams in, and everybody else is fighting for their lives. And that includes the ACC, who's probably only going to get one team in, and the Big 12. You get the group of five who could push somebody out. You add Notre Dame to the mix, Mike, and all of a sudden there's your 12. Like it looks very easy right now as far as the two big conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC, getting what they want.
I mean, no blank Sherlock, but you wish if you're Georgia you hadn't lost to Alabama because now you got to play another game.
Yep.
But the mock-up I saw today in Sporting News had USF winning their conference.
Okay.
And they would come to Athens. And that would be your first. Now, again, you would think that Georgia would wipe the floor with those dudes. But, you know, any given Saturday. Georgia, I thought, and I know you already talked about it on Monday, but I thought their most complete effort against Miss State, other than the first touchdown drive.
No, it was. Look, we were looking for a dominant performance is what the way we phrased it last week. Because Florida was not a dominant. Well, hell, none of these games have been. Tennessee playing from behind. Ole Miss playing from behind. We just wanted to see him go out. And the irony to last Saturday was, they started from behind. Miss State went out and scored, and you went, okay, here we go again. And then Georgia scores 38 unanswered, and they shut them down, and their quarterback can't throw the football. And it by far, are they going to play that well from start to finish against the Longhorns? I think they need to. I think they need to because of the firepower that Texas has. But I also think, Mike, as these weeks have gone along, Gunner's just gained more and more confidence. And just plain and simple, guys, he's playing better than Arch. He's right. playing better than Arch.
You know, we talked about it earlier in the year, you know, about there was only a few times in the Alabama game where I was a little down on some of the Bobo's play calling, but I think Bobo's been dialed in, and Gunner's gotten better and better, and all the things we used to talk about earlier in the season with Connor Riley and Mike Griffiths from Dog Nation, Gunner is just making the throw down the seam to Delp, the touchdown throws, decision-making, the processing, things we brings us back to Penix, who was such thought of as an elite processor, you know, at Washington. Yeah. And now all that is kind of like really sluggish. But yeah, Gunner Stockton has been so point on. And let's talk about it. Arch, the most pressure, the most hype, Arch Manning, and they finally got it going and cooking and dialed in now with that offense as well.
Yeah.
Is that they going to do it against Georgia running back by committee? Because they got a bunch of guys that got a bunch of yards, but they don't have, like, who's the lead dog running back for the Longhorns?
Well, look, it's before we even get to that, Mike, it's, you know, they lost two games last year to Kirby. One, because Kirby is a better proven coach. It's just what it is. Sark's got to still prove it. So all the pressure is on Sark, and it continues to be until they start to win some of these games, home, away, or neutral site. But they got their butts kicked up front last year. And, you know, that's where this starts and finishes. And everybody keeps talking about Georgia not being as dominant as they were the last couple of years. Well, go back and look at those last two games. Even in the SEC championship game, Dogs got what they wanted in that game. So
that's the thing. And but Kirby made a point to say, look, the team that beat Texas twice last year, that's not our team.
Yep.
You know, Jalen Walker plays for us. You know, all the other guys are gone. You know, Mykael Williams, unfortunately, on IR now for the 49ers. But a lot of the big chunks of that defense are in the NFL.
All right, man, we're coming back. We got a lot more to dive into. And by the way, you are more than welcome to send your questions. Legitimate questions. Okay.
Because Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
We know how some of you work. You can text us, 404-726-0929. Trust us, we get a lot of that BS all the time. But if you literally have something that you feel like needs to be answered, we will get to it with Ra coming up. You have a question for Bijan Robinson. Legitimate question. Send us a text, DM us, or tweet at us, and we will try to get it in with these guys because we want to make sure we get what you want asked as well, because we all have a lot of things on our minds when it comes to this Falcon football team. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.